Hi, my name's Paul, and I'm an alcoholic. It's actually November 2011, my alumni. Let me see. I grew up in a small town. I've been sober. This November will be 9 years. I'd like to tell you my story, usually from where I fell, how I recovered, and what I'm doing now to stay sober. I grew up in a small town outside of El Paso, Texas, population 8,000 people. Great, great life, nothing wrong, very strict parents, religious parents. It was a normal upbringing. Nothing wrong. I dabbled in marijuana, but not as bad. Did a lot of drinking, but not as a problem that I saw, as I'll tell you later on in my life. It was a normal upbringing. Had some brushes with law, but nothing serious. Graduated fine, 1984, went off to college, partied a lot during college, but still kept it in perspective. Nothing serious, everything. I could still hold alcohol, and I still dabbled in just marijuana at the time. Everything great. Graduated from college, started working, nothing wrong. Got married at a late age. I can tell you, I got married when I was 38 years old. And I've been married for 15 years now. I think early on in my marriage, I started drinking a lot. And then I started dabbling more into cocaine. My drug of choice was cocaine, marijuana, and it turned into a lot of alcohol abuse. I remember early on in my marriage, I quit just so I can, you know, enjoy marriage at a later age. Everything was fine. I've always been a sports person. I was an avid runner, very avid. So, and then I was playing a lot of volleyball, sand volleyball as well. I had a major knee surgery almost about 11 to 12 years ago, and it ended my running career. And I could tell you that's where I think I started, my life started changing. Sports was always important to me. And when I ended my sports career, my running, my basketball, volleyball, everything, I could see a change happening. I didn't have an outlet anymore. So I started dabbling more into cocaine, alcohol, staying out late. And this was early on into my second year in marriage. Then my daughter was born. And just the stress with not able to have sports, nothing, and having a new baby, it just added on. And I see that was my tipping point right there, where I started spending more time with friends out, staying out late, and I started picking drugs instead of family time. My daughter, I think, was 2 years old when I really hit rock bottom. I would stay out late, wouldn't come home till the next morning. My wife had to take care of my daughter quite a bit. I could see my life starting to change, and I was starting to pick my drug life and my alcoholic life over my family life. And I could really tell the difference. And thank God, there was a turn in my life where we were having a golf tournament, and I didn't have any money to pay for it. So I went and asked my wife, hey, is that okay if I take some money out of our checking account? She's like, why? Why don't you have money? She says, no. I mean, I'm broke. I was using everything on drugs, on cocaine. So thank God my wife started dabbling and checking my bank account, and she could see just these withdrawals, constant withdrawals. And that was my down point, where she approached me and she said, I think I know what you're doing. I mean, you're not coming home. You're sleeping all day and you're not paying any attention to your daughter. My daughter was 2 years old at the time. So she says, you either pick that life or pick our home life. I picked the drug life. I left house and I stayed in a hotel for 3 days. Just nonstop partying. Finally, the third day, I finally got on my knees and I said, Lord, I can't take this anymore. I need help. I called my brother and I went to his house and I stayed the night, and he took me into detox the next day. I checked myself in finally. So I spent 10 days in detox, and then I went up to Buda for 28 days. So I spent Thanksgiving there, and that was the worst time of my life. My wife would come and visit me, but spending the holidays inside the treatment center was, you really have to, your low point. That was one of my low points in life, is just spending the time in there in Thanksgiving. I remember no family coming to visit, nobody coming to visit, but I did it. I mean, sometimes as a man or as a person, you have to figure out, you know, you need to stand up and you need to be a man. And I needed my life changed. So I got out that close to the end of November, close to December, and went straight to my meeting that night. And I did 90 meetings in 90 days. The best thing I've ever done. I mean, my home group is here in Round Rock, in Graceland. I got a sponsor. I did what I needed to do. I mean, one of the things, if you're new to this program, you need to, you know, you gotta figure out where you can't do this by yourself. I needed help. And my sponsor took me through my steps. You know, we did good, because I'm sponsoring right now. And the reason I contacted Austin Recovery is, when I was early on in my first couple of months of sobriety, my sponsor took us to a couple of treatment centers. It wasn't Austin Recovery, but he took us to a couple of treatment centers, and it was nice for me to be in there so they can see that. I remember being in the treatment center, and when you would see people come in and speak, and you're like, man, I want what he has. And early on, that's one of the things my sponsor would do, is take me to treatment center so we can talk to the individuals that there is hope. Is it easy? By no means it's easy. This isn't an easy, you don't graduate, you don't have a diploma. I don't have a diploma back up here. I mean, I did the legwork, and I mean, it was hard during the beginning. So if you're new to this program, I mean, it's not going to be easy, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm seeing that. So early on, you know, after my 90 days and 90 meetings, I stuck around, and I think it was like 4 or 6 months into my program, this older man at our home group came and asked me, hey, if you got 6 months, you can share. And if you're new to this program, I really suggest sharing a meeting because, you know, it makes you prepare for the meeting. You got a subject and, you know, it. One of the things I found out early on is I needed to give back what I've gotten. So I was sober maybe 6 months when I had my first tragedy. I had a death in the family, and I really leaned on my sponsor, my home group. So I've had a lot of hardships. You know, this October the 20th will be 9 years, and I'm glad I've had the program. I've been able to lean on our group. So I've been, one of the things early on that I was taught is to give back to this program. And, you know, by sponsoring, the best thing I can do is try to be a sponsor. You know, I've just helped an individual do his 12 steps. And I keep telling them, dude, you're helping me more than I'm helping, you know, you. If you're able to sponsor, I really suggest you sponsor. I mean, we need to give back. And it's hard times right now, but, you know, we can make a difference. If you raise your hand in the meeting and you share what you're going through, you're really helping somebody out. So I've been one of the biggest things early on. I think I was over a year when I started sponsoring, and I've had hardships. I mean, I've had them go back out, you know, and you have to keep yourself. You have to tell yourself what I was told is you know, the saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink if he doesn't want to drink. So my sponsee right now, I love it. I think he's got over 9 months sober, and I like that enthusiasm that they have. And, you know, getting up in the morning, I do my meditations, do the meditations and get in touch with my sponsor. I've had the last sponsor for the last 4 years. So I'm sorry. I haven't spoken in a while, and I'm hoping I'm not rambling on, but what I've tried to show was, you know, I've fallen and I've picked myself up with this program that I'm in Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's changed my life drastically. You know, has it been an easy road? It sure hasn't, but it's what I make of it. You know, I'm staying in touch with my higher power. I attend meetings, you know, 2 to 3 a week for me. I meet with my sponsee, and it's trying to stay in touch with the program. I mean, if you're new to this program, I remember coming in early on, and I would stay in the back of the meeting room, and I wouldn't say very much. I'd be real quiet. I'd be, you know, scared, but I really suggest that you stay in this program. So when I think it was on my third or fourth year where I lost a family members consecutively is where I think I really needed this program. And the tragedies have been there, but you can really, if you stay in touch, if you know what your higher power is, and I know what my higher power, I mean, it'll get you through anything. I've lost some friends to this disease that we have. You know, early on, I lost a really good friend of mine to this disease. I just can't say enough. I mean, I think the biggest turning point in my life has been that I'm more open. I have a relationship with my wife now. I have a relationship. My daughter's 13 right now. She hasn't seen me drink anything, and she's never seen me drunk, thank God. I'm able to go to work. The good thing is that I never got arrested. Well, I've never had the downfall of, you know, getting arrested, or I've been at the same job for 18 years. They were able to accept me while I went to a treatment center. My boss would call me out at the treatment center. They'd allow us the phone call. And all through this, I mean, they've been right behind me. I mean, you need a support group. You know, what my sponsor had always told me is, I use religion, my home group, all together. So, I mean, if you're trying to figure out, and if you're new to this program and you're trying to figure out how you need to incorporate AA with other things, I mean, I've incorporated my religion and AA together. So I'll know, you know, I'll use one to fall with the other. So I would suggest, if you're new to this program, open your ears, try to work as hard as you can, what I've heard and what I'm doing. And, you know, just accept what you got. I mean, I really enjoy my life right now where I'm at. I mean, this October the 20th will be 9 years for me, and it goes fast, extremely fast for me. But I never change. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict, and I can't look at the back. My past, but I can look ahead and try to help other individuals. Let's not forget the past, but what I'm doing now is I'm trying to help out. You know, I'm in the meeting. I'll raise my hand and I'll try to give out some advice to individuals that are new to this program. It's not an easy road, but it's a road that I'm taking and I want to take. And I've got help. Don't do it alone. I mean, I'm talking to the individuals that are new to this program. Don't do this alone. Keep an open mind and get as much help as you can. I remember staying in the treatment center, and the first time we would sit in a group around, and, you know, the first time I announced, you know, my name's Paul, I'm an alcoholic. Wow. That felt great. You know, that was, you know, I am an alcoholic. You know, so if you're new to this, I keep saying, if you're new to this program, there is hope for you. You know, if we can do it, if I can do it. I mean, I was a bad drug addict and also alcoholic, but, you know, there is hope out there. And if I can make it, anybody can make it. So, that's about it. I mean, thank you very much. And I hope I touch somebody. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for sharing, Paul. It was awesome.
Thank you, Paul.
Way to go, Gerard.
Good job. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Stephanie, congratulations. Yeah.